this is Murkowski, John of Mayor Weinstein Commanders, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, Americans all. What does it mean to be an American? Oh my heavens. It is such a joy, it is such a privilege to be an American. It is not only the great joy of our lives to live in this great country, but it's also a great responsibility. We who have served in the military bow with honor and respect to those who serve today and who have given their lives in defense of our great nation. I was privileged in a very small way to be in the military. I served in the active duty in the Air Force, the Air National Guard. I've been in the Army. I've been in the Army National Guard, the Air Force Reserve. I always wanted to join the Navy. I encouraged my boys to join the Coast Guard, and I once refused to date a woman because she didn't like the Marines. That's right, she was rotten to the core. But hearkening back to our responsibilities as Americans, my contribution was tiny, was minute, compared with those who have fought from the Great War of Revolution through other conflicts which have beset our nation, to the horrifying losses of the war between the states, to the incredible carnage of World Wars I and II, to those who sacrificed their all in the Gulf conflicts. And now we are embarked upon a great global conflict, the war against terror. Senator Murkowski mentioned that our wonderful president is currently in Normandy. In fact, he just visited the graveyard right up above the fatal Omaha Beach, which houses the bodies of more than 9,000 Americans who perished there. How can we battle these forces which beset us? How can we win the war against terrorism? Well, we must win the war against terrorism. But forget not that terrorists take many different forms. They are not only Muslim radicals who adopt suicide as a manner of attack. Some of the terrorists are within. We need to remember to continue the fight against all terrorism. But another way to honor our dead is to work for peace. Is this possible? History says perhaps not. I, however, would like to give you a few hopes from two sources that show that we can triumph against terrorism. The first reading is as follows. Say you, we believe in God and in that which has been sent down on us and sent down on Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, and Jacob, and the tribes, and that which was given to Moses and Jesus and the prophets of their Lord. We make no division between any of them, and to him we surrender. Where did these words originate? Fellow Americans, they come from the Quran. The Muslim people are not bent on destroying us. It's only a few of the radicals. We must beware of any kind of action that we take against minority groups or those who worship differently than we do in our own country. That's one way of bringing peace. And then I would like to close in quoting the wonderful words from the encyclical Pacem in Terris, that is, peace on earth, from the wonderful Pope John the 23rd. Every believer in this world of ours must be a spark of light, a center of love, a vivifying leaven amongst his fellow men. And he will be this all the more perfectly, the more closely he lives in communion with God and in the intimacy of his own soul. In fact, there can be no peace between men unless there is peace within each one of them. Unless, that is, each one builds up within himself the order wished by God. Bless you and thank you.